Are these foods healthy or not? It's the question I get all the time as a dietitian, but I'm happy to answer it. So let's do it. You guys ask me about snack foods a lot for kids. We did an episode on goldfish crackers. I guess it was kind of a while ago now. That was actually episode number 40, and I'll link it for you in the show notes if you're curious on that one. But today we're talking about pretzels and Cheerios. There's no particular reason that these are grouped together. They're just ones I get asked about often, so I figured let's put them together into one episode. If you don't know me by now, I'm Casey Barnes. This is Mama Knows Nutrition, the podcast. Most of you here also follow me on Instagram or TikTok, and I just want to say thank you for that. Like, helping parents with feeding their kids and answering your questions brings me a lot of joy. It's really the reason why I do this every day, and I'm so grateful that this is my job. Every time that you like a post or comment or listen to a podcast episode, it helps me reach other parents and continue helping more families. I appreciate every single time you interact with my account. There's nothing too small. I love when you use my links for your Amazon purchases, when you visit mamaknowsnutrition.com. It is all amazing, so thank you. Oh, and before I chat about pretzels and Cheerios, I do want you to know that I have e-guides in my shop on mamaknowsnutrition.com. If you're like, please, Casey, just tell me what to feed my kids so I don't have to read all the labels, but I can know that they're getting good stuff in, then you are going to love my guides. I'll also link that up in the show notes for you. The first thing that I want to say about both pretzels and Cheerios is that there is no food I'll ever tell you to never feed your child, unless they're allergic to it. Like, please don't feed them that. But if your concern is nutrition, it's not that critical that they can never have something. I am the person who is a registered dietitian. I have a master's degree in nutrition, and I know so much about food to know that there is nothing so bad that eating it on occasion is going to bring them harm. I truly mean that. What is the most important thing is their overall diet, their patterns, what you're doing 90% of the time, 80% of the time, not the things that they eat here and there. So there is nothing that I will ever say is totally off limits. That goes for you too, not just your kids. I hate how some people make it sound so black and white, and it's just not. Especially as your kids get older, like, you get a lot more wiggle room with their diet. I was talking to a MOPS group recently. I went and spoke with them, and a lot of the moms there had little babies. And we all used to be in that phase. Maybe you still have a baby, but when you're feeding a baby, every day does matter, especially as a newborn. Like, your primary job is getting them fed, and wow, that can be stressful, right? So it makes total sense that we feel this deep sense of responsibility for getting them the nourishment that they need. But the amazing news is that as they get into toddlerhood and older, nutrition is still important, yes, but they're not in that critical growth phase anymore. They're still growing, of course. But when I think about getting them proper nutrition as they get a little older, you can look at their diet over the span of 3 or so days to get them a balanced diet. It doesn't have to be a perfectly balanced meal every single mealtime. That's never going to happen. Like, it's simply not necessary, but it's also not really possible. You know as well as I do that you cannot force them to eat everything you make. Life would be so simple if you could. So what I'm trying to say is, like, give yourself a break. You do not need to feel like a failure when you haven't served vegetables in 2 days or they ate the same muffin on repeat for 3 days in a row for breakfast or a week in a row or they haven't wanted to eat more than 2 bites of dinner in the last month. It's fine. And on the flip side, it's also okay if they had a weekend full of unplanned treats that felt totally out of your control. You're not a crappy parent because of that. You do what's in your control now, which is to get back on track with a variety of nutritious foods when you're able to. All right, so let's talk about pretzels. These fall into the category that I call crunchy air because there's not much to them that will really fill you up or satisfy you for any length of time. They're primarily made from white flour. That does not mean they are bad or that you can't buy them or that your little one shouldn't eat them. It just gives you information so that you know if you're offering pretzels as a snack on their own, it's probably not going to fill them up and it's not going to contribute a ton of nutritional value. All foods do have some nutritional value. There are people out there who will say no, but they're viewing it from this lens of perfectionism, to be honest with you. All food is going to contribute calories, it's going to contribute macronutrients, it might contribute a small amount of micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, fiber, things of that sort, but there is nothing that contributes no nutritional value. There are foods that contribute more and foods that contribute less. It's all a spectrum. That being said, not every food that you eat or your child eat has to contribute a ton of nutritional value. When we start to feel like every food has to be the healthiest, that's when you have to stop and ask yourself, what is making me feel this way? I think back to when my son was a baby, and everything felt black and white to me, like either it was good or it was bad. And I honestly never got past the part of thinking, this isn't the healthiest thing for him, because I just assumed I then should not feed it to him. But I wished I could ask myself at the time was, okay, and then what? Like, if he did eat a handful of Goldfish crackers, and then what? Like, I'm not a terrible parent because he did that. Added sugar, for example, that's mostly a no-no before they turn one. But I, honestly, with my first child, I took it to the extreme, which was really fueled by anxiety, not any sort of rational thought or things that I had learned in graduate school or in my experience or through research. I was so stuck in the perfectionist mindset that I felt like I couldn't pick something that wasn't up to my standards of being the best. So let's look at pretzels from that lens. I might have looked at them and thought, pretzels are less nutritious than a bowl of blueberries or even a piece of whole wheat toast. Therefore, he shouldn't eat them. But I can't say that that's enough of a reason to draw that conclusion that he should never eat them. I needed to ask myself, well, what happens if he does eat pretzels? And here's the real answer. Okay, I know he loves pretzels, but I also know they're not super filling, so I'll serve them with hummus to dip in, and if he's still hungry, I can also give him some apple slices or a yogurt. Pretzel's probably not the best food as an example for a baby, because they're probably not really able to eat pretzels anyway, but let's just go to toddlerhood, okay, and think of that example. When they're a toddler, I'm going to use that just that information of knowing that pretzels are a food he really likes, but they're not super filling, so I will have something else with it. Not every food has to be the healthiest choice. The key is trying to have a balance so that you can make sure they're not having so many of those less nutritionally dense foods that it crowds out the more health-contributing foods in their diet. So yes, I do buy pretzels in my house. Maybe not every week, but yeah, we have them. And one of the reasons I like them is because they're not like so delicious like Cheetos. When we have Cheetos, that bag is gone in a day. When we have pretzels, they last a little bit longer because they're just a little bit more boring. So we do have them. My kids do like them with hummus, which is nice and easy for me. That's a complete snack, in my opinion, adding that hummus with it. But it's okay if they don't like hummus. You can dip them in a nut butter or just serve something on the side like a yogurt. Okay, let's move on to Cheerios. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit nervous because I still remember the first time that I posted about Cheerios on Instagram, and this was a couple years ago at this point, like I think this was pre-COVID, and I had no idea what was coming for me. It's like there's this secret organization of people out there who have the word Cheerios flagged on their social media. And as soon as they see it, they send out a mass code red alert and they're like, attack, attack this crazy lady. I ended up taking the post down because it was so hard on me emotionally to see the extreme negativity that came out of me saying that it's okay to feed kids Cheerios. You would have thought I said, like, let your kids smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. I think that's a great idea. Like, that was the kind of response that I got. It was like an all-out war in the comments section. And none of these people even followed me. Like, it was totally bizarre. They were also accusing me of being paid by Monsanto. And I was like, what did I just walk into? Never expected it. So here's the thing. Cheerios are primarily made from oats. For clarification, I'm talking about the yellow box, the original Cheerios, not the flavored varieties, just to be clear, because some of those are a lot higher in added sugar. But I'm talking about those plain Cheerios that you'd feed your toddler. If you were to take out your container of oatmeal that you have in your pantry and grind it up in the blender, you add some cornstarch, some salt, a little bit of sugar, and water, I'm assuming. And then they add some vitamins in, and like that is literally Cheerios. There is nothing like so crazy, scary, or anything in there. It's like ground up oats. So with oats as the main ingredient, we know that oatmeal is a healthy whole grain that has fiber, some protein, and a little bit of fat. Someone might argue that these are just carbs, but they're not pure sugar. The added sugar is very low, and when our carbs contain some protein and fiber, that does help balance them out. Plain Cheerios on their own, that might not be a very filling breakfast, but when you serve it with whole milk or low-fat milk, that can be quite filling. You can obviously do a non-dairy milk, but if you serve it with almond milk, that's probably not going to be as filling because most almond milks are much lower in calories, lower in protein. I have a whole post on non-dairy milks if you're confused about which one is going to give you the most bang for your buck, like be most nutritionally similar to cow's milk. I'll link that in my show notes as well. The thing that people mostly came after me about, other than like the carbs thing, was glyphosate. That's that weed killer that's also known as Roundup. And people have gotten the research on this all kinds of twisted. And on the one hand, I get it. When you hear that something has a link to cancer, like that is something worth kind of freaking out about, right? But the part that 95% of social media and news reports miss is that the cancer risk comes from long-term high dose exposure to glyphosate. I'm like banging on my desk right now because I'm like, I cannot emphasize this enough. If you were working on a farm spraying this on crops and you didn't wear adequate protective equipment, like you might be at risk. But the amount of glyphosate residue that it is present in Cheerios is so low, like extreme small amounts. And there's people out there like the EWG that they try to make you scared. And you want to know why? I think I've talked about this before, but they are funded largely by organic organizations. So of course, they're going to find a way to attack things that are conventional foods. I'm not saying that the conventional food system is perfect. There is plenty of room for improvement there. But what I do want to say is think of it like this. Okay, think of mouthwash, like Listerine. You know you're not supposed to drink the whole bottle, right? That could be harmful. But if your kid swallows a tiny sip of it, are you going to think anything of it? No, it's the amount that's the problem. A much larger amount would be a concern. The reason I come to Listerine is because Amelia didn't drink. We can't be totally sure because we never saw it happen, but we saw the empty bottle and no evidence. She was like two, so it's not like she could dump it down the drain. And I did call poison control and they were like, oh, I think she's fine. So I think you'd have to drink a lot of Listerine for it to be really harmful. And you would have to eat like hundreds of, your kid would have to eat hundreds of bowls of Cheerios in a day to even maybe reach an amount of glyphosate that could be possibly maybe a problem. Like, that's not so scary when you think about it that way, right? And you totally can choose an organic option instead if that's preferable to you. Like Cascadian Farms, they have an organic O's cereal. That is perfectly fine to buy. Organic, just to reiterate, like, it doesn't really mean healthier. But for some people who want to support organic farmers, buying organic foods is a great way to support those farms. It's usually more expensive. So for some people, that's not going to be in your budget, or there's a handful of things that you want to buy organic, you go for it. One thing to keep in mind from the nutrition side is that Cheerios do have a really great amount of iron in them, which can be hard for kids to get, especially if they don't eat meat or don't eat it often. So if you have a picky eater, they do get some additional nutrients in Cheerios because of the fortification. I know when they're picky, you probably feel like you'll take the nutrients however you can get them to eat it. I didn't look at all the organic O's options, so there might be one that has a comparable amount of iron to Cheerios, but I don't know of one off the top of my head. So at the end of the day, I'm completely happy to recommend Cheerios without hesitation. Do I sound like I'm writing a recommendation letter for Cheerios for a job? I buy it at Costco. The prices seem to be better there. And honestly, I am thrilled that Teddy, who is historically my picky child, he loves Cheerios, because there's a lot of cereals out there that do have a ton of added sugar that I wouldn't feel as great about being an everyday kind of breakfast. If you want my full list of cereals that are low in added sugar and ones that I recommend for toddlers, I'll link that in the show notes for you. I'll also link my healthy toddler snack guide for free as well, so you can get ideas for some grab-and-go snacks that will have some more nutritional value than the typical fare. Last reminder that you don't have to avoid everything else or feel guilty about getting them things like Goldfish or Doritos or Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. I'm here to give you options so that it's easier to balance the fun stuff with the nutrient-dense foods. I'm never going to tell you that you cannot feed those things to your child, because it's just not that serious if they have it every once in a while. I'm always here cheering you on. I know that feeding them and just doing the whole parenting, caregiving thing, and in general, it's not as easy as it looks. Does it look easy? I don't know. It's not easy. You're doing an incredible job caring so deeply about the little ones in your life. So I am proud of you, and I'm here for you, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.